Walleye is one of Wisconsin's most popular fish, but a study published this week finds their habitats are likely to decline over the next several decades. Researchers investigating a major Minnesota lake found that as water conditions were changing, the walleye population was falling. And that means trouble for Wisconsin habitats as well. They say that in order to maintain sustainable levels of the fish in the future, our fishing habits may need to change. Steve Carpenter is an emeritus professor of integrative biology at UW-Madison. He's also the former director of the UW-Madison Center for Limnology. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, walleye are a really important fish here in Wisconsin. They're a big part of our recreation and, of course, our fish fries. First off, what kind of conditions in our lakes are needed to support walleye?
Walleyes do best in large lakes that have a cold water refuge in the deep water, and they like lakes that have a little bit of staining in them. That sort of iced tea stain that our northern lakes get. Those big bright eyes are for hunting prey. They're not just decorations. They're the way the walleye hunts. And they have an advantage in dark water that other fish do not. So they like water that's a little bit dark, and they like to have a cold water refuge available.
So this study that you were part of looked specifically at Lake Mille Lacs in Minnesota. Can you talk about what the study was looking at and what it found?
Sure. First, by way of introduction, the Mille Lacs project grew out of a project in Wisconsin to try to understand the decline of walleye in our northern lakes. And as you, as your listeners know, we have lost hundreds of lakes in the last decade or so, and we've been trying to figure out what the problem is. And the project started here, but we one of the alumni of the project is Professor Gretchen Hansen, who moved on to work at the University of Minnesota on the faculty there. And she realized that Mille Lacs was going through the same sort of decline as the northern Wisconsin lakes. And so she contacted me and my colleagues at USGS in Madison about conducting a study that took advantage of the wonderful long-term data at Mille Lacs. In Mille Lacs, the walleye have gone through a decline because the lake water has become clearer. And that, in other words, it's losing its tea-colored stain. And the same thing has been happening in Wisconsin lakes. And that loss of the staining takes away habitat.
It's really interesting because I think for lay people like myself, clear water sounds like it would be a good thing, but in this case, it's not.
Well, clear water is really a good thing if we are thinking about toxic algae blooms, as we have in some of the southern lakes in Wisconsin. But in this staining is actually very beneficial for walleye habitat.
So, Steve, you said that we have seen a loss in many Wisconsin lakes to be able to support good fish populations, specifically walleye. What is behind the changing conditions in these lakes? Do we know?
Yes, we do. To some extent, it's climate change. And, of course, climate change is a global problem. But the staining of the lakes is controlled by the timing and amount of precipitation that comes in. And we have had some periodic droughts in northern Wisconsin. And every time we have a drought for a decade or so, we lose walleye habitat. So climate change is one factor. Another factor is habitat destruction around the perimeter of the lakes. So so we are losing habitat and access to spawning grounds because of the way people manage their lawns around lakes.
We're talking with Steve Carpenter right now. He's an emeritus professor of integrative biology at UW-Madison. He's also the former director of the UW-Madison Center for Limnology. And we're talking about a study that looks at the declining number of lakes in the coming decades that might be able to support a walleye population. Let's look first, Steve, at kind of worst-case scenario. What did the study's findings predict as far as what Wisconsin lakes might be able to support walleye and how many might not?
A major implication of the study is that at least in some lakes, we need to dial back our harvest. The harvest plan for walleye in Wisconsin was developed in the 1980s. In a famous court case that resulted in a new management plan that involved the tribes and involved the state. And that worked beautifully for many years, but the plan is not working now. And the reason is that we have lost habitat compared to the 1980s. So harvest levels that were sustainable in the 1980s are no longer sustainable due to habitat loss. So our best option is dial back the harvest.
So if we did nothing, there would only, I believe, be a couple dozen lakes in Wisconsin that would still be able to support walleye a few decades out. But it sounds like that doesn't have to be what happens if we follow some management procedures. What would be the ideal way to manage these walleye populations in these lakes that are at risk?
Well, we have to come up with ways to reduce harvest, and that will take a lake-by-lake assessment, and the individual lake managers who are responsible for the particular lakes are they are DNR employees, and they are the people who are the best positioned to do that analysis and set the regulations. So I don't... I'm not really qualified to do that.
So this is something that could be directed by the DNR. Would it need any kind of legislative support, or could this just go through that department?
I am a scientist. I am not a politician. As far as I know, this could be worked out by the tribes and by the DNR managers through the process that they go through every year to determine harvest levels.
And Steve, are there other Wisconsin fish species that you anticipate might be seeing similar challenges in the decades to come, given that climate change is likely not going to reverse itself anytime soon?
Well, our other cool water fishes are brook trout, and cool or cold water fishes that are potentially in trouble are brook trout and yellow perch. We have not done a parallel study of yellow perch. I know that DNR scientists have done a study of brook trout, and that fish is in trouble. We are likely to lose our brook trout populations due to climate change.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you for the call. It's been a pleasure.
Steve Carpenter is an emeritus professor of integrative biology at UW-Madison. He's also the former director of the UW-Madison Center for Limnology. He was with us to talk about a study that found walleye habitats are under threat from changing lake conditions, and new fishing practices may be needed to keep their populations intact.